Thank you for up-to-date revelation and information and light. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of what you're doing here right now. I am available, Lord, to share what I believe you spoke to me briefly, and I thank you in advance. I was preparing, I was part of our church. I'm part of Dove Fellowship E-Town, Pastor Tom and Nancy, my wife and I love it. They've been there about a couple years and fellowshiped at Efforty Community Church, been around, and I actually do a lot of prayer walking. I've walked to this church from my house in Mannheim at least twice, and I still remember the word of the Lord. God said to me, when I ended up here, did it twice, he said, the word of the Lord will never stop being preached in this church. The songs of the Lord will never stop being sung in this church. The word of the Lord and the songs of the Lord will never cease from being released from this church. The word of the Lord and the songs of the Lord. Amen. That's close to God's heart. Amen. So I'm just in worship, just loving God and my church. And I hear the Lord, I believe it was the Lord, he said, I want you to go to Grace Chapel. I said, what? So during work, I went up to my wife. I said, I think I'm supposed to go to Grace Chapel because I love it here. I love you people. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And this was the words that I heard. It'll be brief. I will not preach. God said, I want you to prophesy to my sheep, my strong sheep. I want you to prophesy to my lambs. He loves his sheep and his lambs. And he said, I want you to prophesy to my little ones. He said, I want you to prophesy to my sheep and my lambs and my little ones. You hear what he's saying? He prophesies to his spiritual fathers and mothers. They're here. Prophesy to the young men. 1 John 2 said, the young men are strong. The word of God abides in you. And you've overcome the wicked one. You're free from the lust of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Young men grow and they're strong and they overcome the devil. But spiritual fathers, sheep, have understood and have walked with God a long time. They know his voice, they know his heart. And then there's the little ones. They may not know much, but they've touched God's heart in their simple faith. So God gave me a couple of verses. I just want to read them. It's in the Bible. Isaiah 40 and verse 42, verse 9. Very brief. Behold, the former things now have come to pass, and new things I will declare. Before they even happen, before they spring forth, I will show you and tell you of those things. That's revelation. You can say amen if you like. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember not the former things. You can't change them. They're history. It's over. Do not consider the things of old. Behold, I, God, I will do a new thing. Now, faith is always now. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know about it? Of course, God reveals it to us. I will even make a way. I love it. Oh my. I will make a way in the wilderness, the dark wilderness, the lone. I will make a way for you in the wilderness. That's miracles. Now I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make rivers flow in the desert. Listen carefully to what I'm going to say. I want to honor somebody. There's either, I don't know who, but there is a pull. Somebody has reached God's heart in intercession and prayer and has absolutely said to the Lord, I want it and I want it now. I want to move of God. I want to see freedom. I want the Spirit of God himself to magnify Jesus. I want this church to grow in power, love, strength, unity, revelation, and reaching the world. Somebody has prayed that. There's somebody, maybe two or three or four, but I value and I thank you for the intercession. Maybe somebody back here. So thank you for prayer. Because that prayer pulled me out of my church.
Thank you, Lord.
During worship and pulled me over to this place.
It's
not really Calvin. I believe it's the Spirit of the Lord. And if you're spiritually sensitive, you'll be able to separate me from the Spirit of the Lord. But God uses people. So go with me. I'm going to prophesy as the Lord spoke to me. Prophecy edifies, it exhorts, it comforts. So here we go. I believe the Lord would say to his sons and daughters that have grown to be sheep, that have reproduced life into others, he's very pleased. Keep being examples. Be examples to the younger. Show them, express, reveal to them what I am like by your words, by your lifestyle, by your discipline, by your commitment to me. Don't neglect the little ones. Don't neglect the youth, but continue to be strong in my truth. For this is the hour where truth will overcome every lie. For the Lord would say there's tricks, there's little tricky demons, little subtle darkness that would try to creep in. But you as sheep, guard your heart and cooperate with me, says the Spirit, to protect the truth. For Jesus is the truth. He is the truth. All truth is in a person, not a program. He speaks to the young in this church, those that have grown to overcome the devil and overcome the things of the world that would try to trap a young person into fear or neglect or laziness or lust. God says, because of his truth, you are strong. Stay strong in my word. For the word of God abides in you, and you've overcome the devil and the wicked one, and you are strong. Guard your heart and share your life with others. For he's called you and separated you and commissioned you to also be an example. Have I not said, young should be an example in your words, your conduct, your charity, your spirit, your faith, your purity. That's how you share my life. You live others. You live before others my life. But your words are powerful. Do not let anyone intimidate you or even try to corrupt your faith. Your faith is strong. Your faith is in me, not in a system. So he prophesies to the young lambs and the lambs. Grow. Grow in me, and you will see cities and regions changed, and my power and my grace will be so strong in you that others will actually come to you, not one or two, but many. And they will ask you of the reason that you have this, an amazing life of love. And he prophesied to the little nursing children, have I not said, out of the mouth of babies and nursing children, I have ordained strength and perfected praise because of the enemy. For I have desired to always welcome the little children into my lap, into my heart, into my bosom, for I carry little children with me. For you're all children. So I say to the little children in the spirit realm, enjoy the breasts of your mother. Enjoy the freshness of the milk of your mother. Grow. And as I listen to your tiny voice, as I respond to your innocent cries, my spirit will rise and destroy some of the schemes of the enemy. For out of the mouth of babies and nursing children, I have ordained strength and perfected praise because of your enemy, that he may be silenced and stilled in his schemes. I speak to Grace Chapel. I speak to your heart, not to your mind. Listen to your heart. Listen to what I have said in your heart. Listen to the prophetic words. Listen to what I have released and downloaded to you, even recently. For you live by faith and not by sight. You walk in integrity and honesty and purity and love. My hand is still upon you in a strong way. Do not fear man. Do not fear the negative. Do not fear anything but me alone. For the new things I do, I tell you, I speak to you. You will not have to run to some newspaper or some TV show. I will show you in your heart, and I will confirm, because you will know, because I will speak to many of you at the same time the same thing, because it's by my spirit not by the mind. Listen to my spirit. You must be very sensitive now, says the Lord. This is a specific season you're in. You've asked me, says the Lord. You've asked me, my son Luke and my son Mel. Haven't you? Haven't you cried out to me recently? Haven't you laid your requests before my throne where my blood drips? For it is my mercy seat. It is at my mercy seat that I do these things. I do them with calculated, measured, clear revelation. Because that's who I am, says the Lord. That's who I am. So be glad. This is your hour of freedom. This is your hour to enjoy my presence. So God says, do not endure me. Enjoy me. I've created you for enjoyment and my pleasure and your pleasure. But enjoy one another. Do not compare anymore. And it's time to shut the mouth. Any critical things that you would say against your brother, you say against me. And it hurts me. It's time to understand and learn love. For love always believes the best. Love endures all things, believes all things, hopes all things. Love never fails. You will grow as you walk in faith and love. And as I'm going to, this is strange, but I'm going to do it anyway. As I spoke to my son Calvin this morning, this is odd the way he did this, but I'm going to do it. I woke up, the Lord says, as I spoke to my son Calvin this morning, and I gave him the word flow. And I spoke to my son Calvin, he understood that what I meant was true. For the faith in the word flow is significant, because you must continue to understand that faith pleases me. The L is for my love. I love you and you love me and we love one another. But the L is so significant, for faith always works when you love. The O is for obedience. For an obedient child, an obedient son or daughter brings me great joy and great pleasure. And I give more to those who obey me, that they may have more and more and more and more. And when you have more, you want more. And then it equals abundance. I declare for you abundance of joy and peace. And as I spoke to my son Calvin this morning as he was rising from his sleep, I gave him the word W to finish the word flow, and it's all about worship. I seek worshipers. I seek genuine lovers of me. The most important part of your heart and your life is to worship me freely, genuinely, honestly, and in truth. Nothing is hidden from my eyes. I never miss a thing. I never miss a thing. I never miss a thing. Every word you speak, the attitudes and motives of your heart are loud in my heart. Because I see all and I know all. I know what you're going through. I know what you need before you ask me. And I love you. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. For everyone that asks, says Jesus, receives. Everyone that seeks, you shall find. Everyone that knocks, the door shall be open. For there's no earthly father. If a son or a daughter asks for something good, he will not give him a devil or a serpent. How much more shall your heavenly Father, me, your Father, your Master, your Lord, give good things and good gifts and the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The former things have come to pass. You cannot change them. You start right now. It's a new day. It's a new morning. It's a new season. You begin now. It's a new morning. God gives you a gift of another day. He gives you another day. It's a gift. He gives you the breath you breathe and the food you eat and the house that keeps you warm. He gives you a church and benches and carpet and a sound system and a worship team. He gives you himself, for he can't give more than himself. He gives you his promise. He gives you his oath. He gives you his heart. He gives you the kingdom. If you're not little children, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's your time. You're up to bat. It's your time. I've given my word. I've given you my promise. Now seek me until you find me. Knock until those doors are open. Ask until you know you have received. If I've commissioned you to flow, you need to flow with me. Faith, love, obedience, and worship. And out of the flowing of your heart will be great fruit. And on that day when you see me face to face, which you will, you'll be able to present to me and thank me for all the gifts and the things I've given to you. Because of your heart, you will present them to me. And there will be a wedding. And we will be rejoicing together. And no longer will you have to live by faith, for you will see me face to face. I will be your God, and you'll be my children. And it will be forever and ever. For this is your moment. This is your time in history. You're alive for a purpose. You've been commissioned and called, sanctified and set apart. Now run with me. Run the race that is set before you and finish well. For I am with you every step, every breath, every moment. I'm with your children, even the wayward son or daughter. Keep praying to me. I have them in my hand, and I will hold them, and they will respond to my love. And the first shall be last in some things, and the last shall be first. Guard your heart. Do not become jealous, for there's an anointing on the young. Some of the little lambs and the little ones will be so in love with me, will be so willing to say, I will, God the Father. Yes, Lord, and will go to places that others would fear. Do never become jealous of them. Release them, bless them, love them. This is the last day of the outpouring of my Spirit, says the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, Mel, Pastor, come up. Luke, if you want, I don't know. Pastor, come up. I'm done. I'm going to close with a prayer. Are you feeling this stuff? I'm not faking this, okay? Please, are you with me? Are you with me? Talk to me. Are you with Jesus? This may never happen another morning. I mean, you can't duplicate stuff like this. You really can't. You can't make this stuff up. You can't, like, press a button and wake up and say, you can't do it. It won't work. If I came next week, it wouldn't work. It's got to be now. It's got to be. I said, God, he said, no, this morning. It's got to be today. You got to sense it in your heart. You got to separate Calvin from the Holy Spirit. It's not just Calvin. It's Jesus. So, Father, I just want to take you all and hug you. So like I know you so well, I take this church. I guess God, I just take him in my arm. Mel and I just take him in my arms for those behind. We love you guys. I hug you. I love you. I appreciate. I value. I respect you. I believe in you. So does Jesus. So Father, I believe to the best of what I heard this morning, and Pastor was willing to go with the flow. First thing he said, he had no clue. The first thing Pastor Mel said to me, had no idea the word God gave me. He said, the first thing he said, it's out of his mouth, well, let's go with the flow. That's exactly what he said. Let's go with the flow. He didn't know. Faith, love, obedience, and worship. So we commit this, the rest of the service to you. I need to go. God, have your way, please. Help us to be so sensitive to the hour and the moment, the minute and the second that we're in. And not miss the opportunity to respond this morning to the word of the Lord. And I know you will finish what you start. That's who you are. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the ending. You're the first and the last. To him which is, was, and is to come, the Almighty Jesus. So you may respond.
We seal your word, Lord, to our hearts. We seal your word to this body of believers, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for what you are doing. Lord, this is the cry of my heart. As we've been sharing together in leadership, we want to become more sensitive to what you're doing. In Jesus' name. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, Brother Calvin, for coming. And what I see, this is a birthing place here at Grace Chapel. When I recognize your anointing and you recognize my anointing, his anointing shows up. And I do recognize you as an anointed man of God. And I am decreeing and declaring over you, my dear brother, that God is from this day forward going to open up new doors of opportunity as you go forth in this new year to speak his heart and his mind. And so you need to get ready. And the word of the Lord to me to say to you, get ready, because you're going to be amazed at the cry of your heart to be able to see the manifestation of my glory, saith the Lord, manifested in this area and throughout the world. And you're going to see it because I have spoken it. I have declared it. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Do you know what? You know what the Lord is just speaking to my heart? Brother Calvin, I want you down here. Mother and Dad, I want you to come and sit here. I want you to come and sit here. Is Mother around, or she's not here today? Dad, I want you to come up here. Rosemary, I want you to come up here. And I just feel those who can and those who want, this is entirely up to you. You spoke that they need hugs. They need just someone just to embrace them. And we just want to do that. As Brother Ben, you, where's Brother Ben at? Okay, just get something on the piano. Just play a little something here. And Irene, you join in with Mother here, being Mother here. And then I just want this side to come down here, and whoever you want. I just feel we need to do this morning. Come get a hug. And that's all I ask you to do.